Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Natalie Leung. Post-pandemic boom in travel appears to be slowing down. So Natalie, you've been looking into air travel and hotel stays. Well, what did you find?
Yes, Liz. So evidence of a slowdown is everywhere across various corners of the travel market. So we've heard from travel executives from Expedia and Booking Holdings saying people are trading down for lower rated hotels, opting for shorter stays and holding out for discounts. And for example, people are not planning those Thanksgiving and Christmas trips right now. And it's making it harder for companies to predict demand.
You mentioned hotels. How about things like Airbnb and the other rental services?
Right. So Airbnb earlier this week gave softening outlook in their earnings call, exactly pointing to the fact that people are not booking in advance and making it really hard for them to see what that activity is looking like.
Now, what do you think is behind the slowdown?
Right. So this is really a key question for policymakers as they're wondering how long are consumers able to keep up with spending, because wages are not growing as fast anymore and people are struggling to pay off their credit card balances. So with all this uncertainty in the macro environment, people are doing certain trade-offs here with their travel plans.
Some places like Japan have seen record number of travelers recently due to the strong dollar. So the question is, are there some places that things are good and other places not so good?
Yes. Yeah, so these travel executives mentioned that Asia is one of the brighter spots. If you look at how Chinese consumers are spending their travel dollars, it's actually expected to top pre-pandemic levels. And countries are still working through the backlog to issue visas to Chinese consumers, and they're definitely benefiting the region.
I guess everyone's thinking, well, so wait a minute, is this a good or a bad time for me to travel? So if we're talking about here in the United States, should we be looking for some travel deals, domestic, overseas? Where can we find a good deal?
Yeah, so actually, there's an interesting trend where a lot of people are doing group traveling, especially in like smaller cities where there are like cheaper multi-bedroom properties where you can travel with friends. And airline tickets are also expected to come down because they added over capacity. And so there's lots of deals to be found, especially in a time where people are trying to look for, you know, a bargain.
Natalie, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Natalie Leung. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KECBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.